be talking about Thomas Pynchon's Vineland passage from pages 116 to 118. I chose this passage because it really revealed a lot to me about Frenesi's character. It's clear that she's very involved in the revolution, but she isn't a protester herself, instead filming it all. She almost hides behind the safety of her viewfinder, and, unable to rescue herself, prays to unrealistic superheroes to save her. I found this initial impression of Frenesi to be somewhat negative. She struck me as passive and unable to deal with the situations she gets herself into. I was also struck by the descriptions of the rioting scene. Pynchon describes the Telegraph Avenue scene through Frenesi's point of view, a tactic I find very effective. Through her, Pynchon evokes the senses, especially smell, in such a way that, when reading it, you can feel smothered by the array of scents. Frenesi smells the tear gas and the people and the fear, and I found this conglomeration of smells to be overwhelming, as Frenesi does, inspiring her to call out mentally for help. I was also surprised that the help Frenesi calls out for in this blatantly dangerous situation is fictional and unrealistic. Frenesi calls out for Superman and Tarzan, two popular culture embodiments of the ideal moral and just rescuer, who is clearly absent from her situation, especially since the police, who normally do the protecting, are too busy countering Frenesi's resolution to protect anyone. DL's character is very different than Frenesi's, and I think that this difference reveals a lot about Frenesi. DL is clearly very spontaneous and gutsy, enjoying trouble for the sake of trouble, as she implies by admitting that the ass-kicking part's usually what she's looking for. This motivation clearly contrasts with Frenesi's goals of unity, peace, aliveness, and oneness. DL almost regards Frenesi to be naive, teasing her for her enthusiasm for the revolution. Also, DL's black leather and bad red and silver Czech motorcycle contrast with Frenesi's miniskirt and camera and bags. DL is described as sleek and smooth, while Frenesi is burdened and more mainstream. Frenesi also states that she has to trust the way the revolution makes her feel. I think this reveals another weakness in Frenesi. It seems that she trusts her emotions without thinking about them, dismissing the suggestion of a correct analysis and admitting that she doesn't have the patience for it. I think this characteristic is definitely evident in her volatile and unsteady life. The language throughout the passage definitely is strongly reminiscent of war. Pynchon uses words like retreating, refugee, skirmish, paramilitary, and devouring, all words that are associated with war and displacement. He also uses long sentences, like when describing DL and Frenesi's escape, that go on and on, building up tension and speed, and thus conveying the emotions of the characters. The waterfront area acts as a world separate from that of the revolution, a world of pop culture and freedom and cheerfulness that isn't present in the revolution's danger and destruction. I think this parallel is especially clear when DL and Frenesi are eating at the waterfront and everyone's eyes are lighted up from the inside. Everyone is enlivened, inspired, and filled with adrenaline, and it is visible in their energy and their eyes, a vivacity that is missing from this destruction and exclusion and fear described in the Telegraph Avenue scene.